Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great embarrassment that he had angrily struck Advaitacharya. Thus, to Advaitacharya, he happily offered a boon. If anyone for even a half a sesame seed worth of time takes shelter of you, even if he is an insect, a worm, a beast, or a bird, or even if he has offended me 100 times, still I will give my mercy to him. Hearing this boon, the great soul Advaitacharya wept still more, and grasping the Lord's feet, he humbly said, "O Lord, whatever you speak is never false. O Lord, please hear the solemn vow that I now make. If anyone has devotion for me but does not honor you, then I will destroy his devotion for me. Anyone who does not worship your lotus feet or give honor to you is not my devotee. O Lord, anyone who worships you is my very life. I cannot stay in the company of anyone who offends you. I will not even look at a person, even if he is my son or my servant who offends a Vaishnava. If a person rejects you and worships 10 million demigods instead, those demigods on some pretext will destroy him. It is not I who say this. This is the teaching of the Vedas. You are the root of the Vedas, the Brahmins, Jagyas, sacrifice, and the root of religion. I do not accept any worship from anyone who does not worship you." Hearing Advaitacharya's words, Lord Chaitanya roared, "Everyone, please hear the truth that I will now say. Anyone who neglects my servants and then worships me is very lowly and degraded. Such a person cuts me into pieces. His worship is like fire burning my body. My holy name, which is a kalpa vriksha tree, destroys anyone who once blasphemes my servants. The living entities who live in the numberless universes are all my servants. Therefore, any living entity who harms other living entities will perish. If a sannyasi blasphemes an innocent person, the sannyasi will fall down. All his piety will perish. Advaitacharya, you are more dear to me than my own body. Anyone who offends you will not be able to bear the fate that awaits him." Raising his arms, fair Lord Chaitanya declared to the entire world, "Renouncing criticism of others, everyone, please chant Lord Krishna's name. I will personally deliver anyone who does not criticize others and who once chants Krishna." "This is the truth," Mahaprabhu said.